Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com. We're here to help you solve some of these issues and challenges. My name is Imran Rasby. This is Daniel.
Hello.
The tax attorney.
Yes, and we're with Higher Ground Financial Group. And again, our website is RiskFeesTaxes.com to schedule a free call.
Now, we're getting a lot of calls right now about the volatility, about the craziness in the market. And that happens all the time. I mean, there's been a lot of people that have had speeches and books and everything else on the volatility. But what's happening right now? And what can you do about it?
And every day it seems like there's something new, right? There's this tariff goes up, oh, the market's down. Oh, the tariff goes away, market's up. This new world news, this war, this treaty, and every day it's a totally different thing.
Or Jerome Powell gets up there and gives a speech and say, oh, this tariffs are bad. It could really hurt the economy, go into recession. And then boom, the market drops.
And then Scott Bessent gets up there and says, well, we're going to negotiate. And now the market goes up again. So every day it's a roller coaster. And what do you do? How do you plan for income in retirement? If you know, I mean, the market's always like that. It's always up and down.
Yeah.
But it sounds like lately it's even more than normal.
But, you know, if you're young, if you're, let's say, younger than 50, and you have at least 10 plus years to grow your assets, it may not be a bad thing. You can buy it on sale. Dollar cost averaging, it's not a big deal. But if you're within 5 years of retirement, or if you retired within 5 years ago, then a drop like this, which could be 40, 50, 60%, who knows? That could really hamper your retirement.
Yeah, and it's really important, those last few years before retirement and also the first few years after retirement. I was just talking with a client recently, and he was concerned. He said, look, I already pulled out some of my money from the market, but the rest of my money is still at risk and I'm getting hammered, but I do have enough now to last for my entire life. I've already won the game. You really, and we talk about this a lot on the show, you need to know, have you won the game? Do you have enough that you can sustain the income you need? It's not about having a certain amount of assets. It's about having the right income.
Right. And that's the key. You have to have enough cash flow. And so the best way to do that is make an appointment. We can do a risk, fee, tax analysis, and an income plan. Most of our clients, when we talk to them, they have no idea what the risk they're taking. And it could be aggressive, moderate, but what does that mean? And then what are the fees they're paying? They know they may be paying the advisor 1 or 1.25% fee, but what is the actual fee, internal costs, expenses, and all that stuff? And then what taxes liability do they have? Are they going to end up paying through the nose in taxes? And are they going to be in higher tax brackets for the rest of their life? And is that going to cause not only that, but a cascading effect on taxes, on their IRMA, on their Social Security, on their capital gains? Everything gets pushed into higher and higher tax brackets every year. And that is a pain problem for the rest of your life. So when we do an analysis, we can help identify those things. And the other thing that most people have no idea, no clue, is really how to take income out of all their assets. Because their advisor has never talked to them about it. They'll never put together an income plan.
You might have a great advisor that's been growing your money for the last 20 or 30 years, and they're an accumulation-focused advisor. He's not a distribution-focused advisor. They all are talking about how do we grow your money, but you need a plan to spend your money. When you're shifting into this spending phase of retirement, where do you get the money from to have consistent income? We talked to Sally just a couple weeks ago that she was very concerned that she wasn't able to retire, even with all the money she saved. She'd have to probably work part-time or work a few more days. But we were able to show her that actually she could retire today on more income retired than working just by taking a couple little steps in that right direction to protect from risk, fees, and taxes. Those are the three biggest killers.
And she had no clue. She was shocked that she would actually have about a 35% more income retired than working. Like, who would have known? And that's the whole deal. And she had an advisor, and the advisor said, oh, you got to keep working because you have this volatility and this risk, and you have to keep working for these 5 more years. And that's what her plan was, until we were able to show mathematically what could be done to have that income that's sustainable and grows with inflation that you can't outlive.
So what can you do in the short term right here with the tariffs, with the political environment, with the injunctions and the legal challenges that are going on, the new administration, Congress, all these things on the news. How does that impact you if you're really close to retirement?
I'll tell you what I would do if I was in that situation. If I'm about to retire or I'm retired and I'm seeing all this volatility, I'd first want to know, do I have enough money for the income I need? Not enough money, because the number doesn't matter. Everybody spends different amount of money. I'd want to know that. How do you find that out? Make an appointment. We would analyze that and help you understand. The easiest way, one of the easiest ways, take a look at your paycheck. How much is your paycheck after everything is taken out? Okay. If it's two times a month, all right, double it. Now, let's say it's $7,000 you're getting after. You may be making $200,000. That's fine. But maybe it's your take home is $7,000. Okay. And then after that, how much of that $7,000 are you saving in a savings account or in a brokerage account or any place else? Maybe it's only $200. So then your net need is $6,800 net after taxes and expenses. So that's what your minimum requirement is. And
there's no right number that applies to everybody, but that's a good starting point, is look at your own paycheck, your own income after taxes, after 401k contributions, all of those things. That's the number you need to replace if you stop working. So do you have enough that you can set aside, that you have set aside already, that can generate that kind of income? That's what you need to talk to us about. Go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com. Make a free appointment with us and we'll talk to you about the strategy there. So that's step one. Do you have enough? So let's say you do have enough.
Well, how do you know? Because the general consensus is you can only take out about 3-4%. Say, let's say 3.5%. So if you have $1 million saved up and they say 3.5%, let's say 3.5%. That's only $35,000 a year, right?
Yeah. And even if you add Social Security, that might be $60,000 now. But can you really live on that $60,000 before taxes in retirement? If you're used to, I mean, chances are if you saved $1 million, you made more than $60,000 a year.
Right.
Right. So it's really hard to be able to retire with conventional wisdom for income planning.
But there's a mathematical formula that actually allows you to take out 7%, double the 3.5%. So imagine instead of having to rely on $35,000, now you can get $70,000, still never run out of money. And then on top of that, you still have Social Security. Now you're over $100,000 of income.
And that's maybe very similar to what you were making when you look at the after-tax number. So that's the first step. Do you have enough money to retire? And we have to figure that out. Do you have enough money to generate the income you need? But specifically in this time of heavy volatility, what do you do then? Now that you've identified, okay, you do have enough money, what's the next step, Res?
Well, even if you haven't identified that, maybe you haven't yet. Well, the first step right now, and if you're really concerned about the volatility, which a lot of clients are, is stop the volatility, stop the bleeding, right? Take it out of the market, move it to cash.
But if I sell while it's down, I'm going to lose money, right?
Yeah.
It's not only a paper loss until I sell, right?
Absolutely false. Because if you're bleeding, you're not going to stop bleeding until you patch that up. And the same thing with the market. If the market's going down, you're not going to stop losing money until you stop. Get it out of the market, put it in money market, put it in CDs, whatever you want to do. And it can be a problem if you have capital gains and things. That's where you need a tax attorney to really identify the problems that you have. But let's see. First, get it out.
So you're saying, like, if I get a big cut on my arm and I'm bleeding, and it's like I go to the doctor and I say, please put the blood back in my arm first before you stitch me up.
That's kind of what I'm saying. If you're market loss and you want to wait for the market to come back, what if it doesn't come back for a year? What if it keeps going down and keeps going down? And then your $1 million goes to 700, then 600, then 400, and then it starts climbing back up. What if you stop the bleeding at 700 and then it starts climbing back up from 700? There's a big difference.
It's much better to preserve what you have and then try to grow from there. If you need a blood transfusion, you can get one after the stitches.
And what if you're wrong? What if the market comes right back up? Well, you know what? You missed the growth for a month or two. It's not going to end you. But if you lose 20-30%, that could end your retirement.
And this is because losses hurt you far more than gains help you. Whereas if you have $100 and you lose half your money, it's a big market crash. Now you have only $50. That's a 50% loss.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you have to gain to break even?
Well, if I gain 50%, that's only $25. So I'm not even close.
You have to gain 100% just to break even. So if you lose half of your money to a market crash, you actually need to double your money in order just to get back to where you were before. That's why it's so important when you're so close to retirement to preserve what you have if you have a plan for income. So that's really important. You got to talk to us, find out if there's a way to generate the income with the money you have now or the money you will soon have after preserving and protecting it. Because then it doesn't matter. We want you to be able to retire and not worry about what the market's doing.
Right. And the funny thing is you said negative 50% and then positive 100%. Let's say that all happened in 2 years. You add that together. That's 50.
Average return of 25%.
So you got, if you took 100% return minus the 50 that went negative, so that leaves you 50. Divide that over two, that's an average return of 25%. Yet you lost, you broke even, you got 0% return. So averages don't always make the same as an actual average of growth. So you got to take a look at what your actual average is, what your CAGR is over the time period. It makes a huge difference in calculations. You got to actually have full amount of information to make better decisions.
So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and you can schedule an appointment there, and we would be happy to talk to you, help you find out, do you have enough to generate the income you need? Is there a way to do it without stressing about the market volatility, whether it's just a short-term issue with tariffs or whether it's a longer-term with the other things that are popping up in the economy? Because even before the current administration, we had a lot of risk factors in the economy that we had to worry about.
And we can talk about those in next time. But let's say you made the decision and you want to protect your money and you've done some research and said, oh, you know what? A fixed annuity is good. I'm not going to go variable or fixed. It's going to save me protecting money. What should you look for? Because there are some that have bonuses. There's some that have this bell and whistle, and they're going to give you more of this and there. So how do you go through all that and figure out what annuity is best for you?
Well, you should talk to an expert. Talk to somebody that is a fiduciary that can help you minimize the risk, fees, and taxes, not just in the market, but also in the annuity. Find one with no fees that has a good, strong...
But, you know, 45%, or I've been hearing on the radio a lot, a 30% bonus on my annuity. And 8.5% for 12 years guaranteed. I mean, how can a company even do that?
Well, and a lot of times those are not true bonuses. They're just for the purpose of calculating a pension. So it's important to read the fine print and know what that actually is. There are ways to keep your money protected and preserved, but also have good opportunity for growth. But if it don't be too easily falling for the gimmicky, you know, here's this guaranteed huge amount. If it sounds too good to be true, it may be. We want to make sure we know what we're getting and what the fine print says.
It just last week, we had a client that bought an annuity a few years ago. They got a 45% bonus, huge bonus. They thought, well, they put $1 million in, that's $450,000 of cash they had. And I explained to them, I said, no, that's just for income purposes. And their actual cash over the last 3 years had grown less than 2%. Why? Because when you get that kind of bonus, then it limits the growth on your actual money, and that bonus only applies for income purposes. And if we took that and compared it to an income annuity today at only $1 million, their $1.4 million would actually produce less income than a $1 million annuity, because not only do they cap the growth, but they cap the actual payout.
So talk to us, talk to the experts, go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll be happy to talk to you then and put you on the right path to reducing stress in retirement. riskfeestaxes.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.